Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Permission to Spend Maximize Your Retirement with the Best Kept Secret in Personal Finance by Tom Wall is a personal finance book focused on retirement income planning rather than simple wealth accumulation. Its central concern is a common problem among retirees and near retirees having saved diligently but remaining afraid to spend because of taxes, market risk, longevity risk, and uncertainty about future expenses. Wall presents retirement as a distribution challenge that requires different tools from those used during the saving years. The book emphasizes beginning with the desired retirement outcome, then structuring savings, investments, insurance, and income sources to support confident lifetime spending. A distinctive feature is its attention to risk management, including the use of life insurance concepts alongside traditional investments. Rather than treating retirement success as merely reaching a portfolio number, the book argues for creating protected, tax-aware income streams that allow people to enjoy their money while preserving long-term financial security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Retirement planning begins with spending capacity, not just an account balance. A central idea in Permission to Spend is that retirement planning should not stop at accumulating assets. Many conventional financial plans emphasize how much to save, what return to target, and when to retire, but they often leave the retiree with a less clear question: how much can actually be spent without jeopardizing future security? Wall shifts attention from the size of the nest egg to the reliability of income it can produce. And this matters because two households with similar savings can have very different retirement experiences depending on taxes, guaranteed income, investment volatility, and spending timing. The book encourages readers to begin with the end in mind by identifying desired lifestyle, essential expenses, discretionary goals, and legacy intentions. From there, the retirement plan can be designed around usable income rather than abstract wealth. This approach also addresses the psychological side of retirement. People who spent decades saving may find it difficult to reverse course and draw from assets. By connecting spending decisions to a structured income plan, Wall frames Permission to Spend as a practical outcome of planning, not a vague emotional reassurance. Secondly, tax efficiency is treated as a core retirement income variable. The book gives substantial attention to taxes because retirement income is shaped not only by investment returns, but also by how withdrawals are taxed. Wall argues that unnecessary taxation can reduce the practical value of savings and can create avoidable pressure on a retirement plan. This concern is especially relevant for people whose assets are concentrated in tax-deferred accounts, where withdrawals may be treated as taxable income. The book's tax focus is not presented as a narrow technical exercise, but is part of income design. A retiree who coordinates taxable, tax-deferred, and potentially tax-advantaged resources may have more flexibility than one who withdraws mechanically from a single account type. This can affect cash flow, Social Security taxation, Medicare-related costs, and the longevity of assets. Wall's broader point is that tax planning should be considered before retirement decisions become urgent. The practical implication is that savers should understand the future tax character of their assets, not just their current balances. By making tax exposure visible, the book positions tax efficiency as a way to increase spendable income without necessarily requiring higher investment risk. Thirdly, guaranteed income sources reduce dependence on market withdrawals. Permission to Spend highlights the importance of building multiple sources of reliable income rather than relying solely on systematic withdrawals from an investment portfolio. This emphasis reflects a key retirement risk: markets may perform poorly at the same time a retiree needs income. When withdrawals are taken during downturns, the portfolio may be damaged in ways that are difficult to recover, particularly early in retirement. Wall addresses this by emphasizing guaranteed or more predictable income sources as a stabilizing layer. These sources can help cover essential expenses, reducing the need to sell investments at unfavorable times. The reasoning is not that market assets are unimportant, but that they serve a different function when paired with dependable income. Investments can pursue growth, while guaranteed income supports baseline spending. This separation can help retirees make more disciplined decisions during volatility. It can also support greater confidence in discretionary spending, because essential needs are less dependent on short-term portfolio performance. In this framework, retirement income planning becomes a coordination problem: match stable expenses with stable income, then use riskier assets more selectively for inflation protection, growth, and flexible goals. Fourthly, whole life insurance concepts are presented as a risk management tool. One of the book's distinguishing features is its discussion of life insurance concepts as part of retirement planning. Wall is associated with approaches that integrate wealth management and risk management, and the book presents properly structured life insurance as more than a death benefit. In this context, cash value life insurance can be considered for liquidity, tax characteristics, protection, and access to funds under certain conditions. The book connects this idea to the broader goal of reducing retirement uncertainty. A financial plan that depends entirely on banks, market accounts, or taxable withdrawals may leave fewer options when markets fall or when unexpected expenses arise. Life insurance strategies, when suitable and properly designed, may provide an additional pool of accessible value and a risk transfer component. This is also an area where readers need careful judgment. Such policies can involve costs, long-time horizons, underwriting, and design complexity. The book's contribution is to bring this category into the retirement income conversation, but it does not remove the need for individualized analysis. Its real significance is in showing that retirement planning can include tools outside the usual investment-only framework, especially when the objective is dependable lifetime spending. Lastly, early retirement spending is framed as a time-sensitive planning decision. The book pays attention to the timing of retirement spending, especially the idea that many retirees are most able to enjoy travel, leisure, and active pursuits in the earlier years of retirement. This is a practical observation often underweighted in purely mathematical retirement models. A plan that preserves assets too conservatively may succeed financially while failing to support the lifestyle the retiree actually wanted. Wall's discussion of maximizing spending early in retirement does not imply careless consumption. It depends on having a structure that accounts for longevity, taxes, health expenses, and income reliability. The reasoning is that spending capacity is not evenly valuable across all ages. Money used at a time when health and mobility are strong may create more personal value than money preserved out of fear and never used. This topic connects the technical and behavioral sides of the book. Retirees need both numerical confidence and a framework for deciding when spending is appropriate. By addressing the distribution phase directly, Wall distinguishes between having wealth and using wealth well. The implication is that a successful retirement plan should support deliberate enjoyment while still protecting against the major risks that could undermine later life security. In conclusion, permission to spend is best suited for people approaching retirement, recent retirees, and financial professionals who want a clearer framework for the distribution phase of financial planning. Readers who already understand basic saving and investing may find its value in the shift from accumulation to usable income. The book can help them think more carefully about taxes, withdrawal risk, guaranteed income, life insurance strategies, and the psychological difficulty of spending after decades of saving. Its practical benefit is not a single universal formula, but a way to evaluate whether a retirement plan actually supports confident lifetime spending. It also offers an intellectual benefit by challenging the common assumption that a larger portfolio alone solves retirement insecurity. Compared with many retirement books that focus mainly on asset allocation, frugality, or safe withdrawal percentages, Wall's book stands out for integrating risk management with wealth management. Its distinctive angle is the use of life insurance concepts and guaranteed income planning to reduce fear around spending. Readers should still evaluate any insurance-based strategy carefully with qualified advice, because suitability depends on age, health, cash flow, and policy design. Even with that caution, the book occupies a useful position in the personal finance category. It addresses how retirees can responsibly convert savings into a life they are willing to enjoy. If you would like to support Tom Wall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.